This call is being recorded.
Now, as you're aware of your fourth chakra and your sixth chakra, make an energetic connection between the two, between your high heart center and your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, that third eye center. Energetically connect the two, sending energy up from the high heart center to the third eye and back down around, forming a vortex of energy, which then pulls your conscious knowing self into it. And you find yourself now looking out through your third eye in the middle of your forehead, as if you were looking out now through a window out into the astral realm around your physical body. And indeed you are doing exactly that. Now move out through that third eye, out through that doorway, that window, out into the astral realm. Become aware of your physical body sitting or laying there, and you, your conscious knowing self, being separate of your physical body, but yet still connected. Now also become aware of your Merkaba light vehicle, which is either parked next to your body or around your body. And see that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star or a dual tetrahedron, which is formed by two pyramids, three-dimensional pyramids, base to base, merging together, forming actually 8 points. And allow yourself now, as your conscious knowing self, as your observer self, to move into your Merkaba, as if you were moving into a small ship, your own personal ship, your own light body. Move into it. Feel it all around you now. Feel the vibration around you. Become aware of all of the colors that you may perceive, and the vibrating of your Merkaba as it begins to rotate clockwise and counterclockwise, spinning and spinning, for a sense of understanding. Those of you that remember the movie Contact, that she entered in that movie is how this would be, rotating in different directions. Allow yourself now, as this rotates, to begin to drift up, begin to move upward, up out of wherever you find yourself, through the roof of your building, up into the sky, higher and higher up, till you've passed the Earth's atmosphere. And you become aware now of all of the ships that are cloaked out here. But being in your astral form, you can now see them. They are completely perceivable by you now, as they are only cloaked to the physical third dimensional realm. Anytime you move out of the third dimension and up into the fourth and fifth dimension, you are able then to see these ships, which is why some of you have these experiences from time to time. You seeing the ships that for others are not even there. Now become aware of all of the planets of the solar system and your connection to them, as well as your connection to Gaia herself. Feel the connection to the Earth, to Mother Earth. Feel your connection to Gaia. Become one with her. as you are one with her. And as Gaia is one with all of the planets of the solar system and the sun, so too are you connected and one with all of the planets of the solar system and the sun. And out through the sun into the galaxy, become aware of your connection to all of the planets, all of the solar systems in the galaxy. Then the central sun of the galaxy. And then through that, connecting to all of the galaxies beyond this galaxy. All of the suns, central suns within all of those galaxies, all of those solar systems. Finally, to the central sun of the universe itself, source of all creation in this universe. How you are connected to that. I am one with the source of all creation. I am that I am. Now, if you have not already, become aware of the waves of energy that have been coming down from this central sun of the universe through the galactic central sun. Through all of the beings that are out here in the solar system, all of the ships, all the way down to the earth, as a beam of energy going down through your physical body. See it going down through your physical body, down into the earth, to this core of the earth, the center of the earth. And then back up again, all the way back up to the central sun of the universe. So your physical body and your etheric body and your astral and your causal and your mental bodies, all of the bodies, all have this energy running through it. You are the anchor for this energy. Anchoring the light, anchoring the love, anchoring the higher consciousness, anchoring the connectedness of all beings here on this planet to the central sun of the universe, creation itself. Now, if you can be in two places at once, high above the earth, but also there on the earth at the same time, feel the energy as it moves across the planet as a wave of consciousness. Many waves moving across, one right after another. If you were to use time lapse photography, you would see that these waves have been coming in for some time now, getting stronger and stronger, building up to that final huge wave of energy, high frequency, highest frequency that this planet has ever felt or experience. And in those moments, feel what that would be like, or what that is like. Feel it moving through you, and the blissful feelings that accompany this wave, this pulse of energy. know that not only is the Earth being affected by this energy, but so too are all the planets of the solar system. All of these ships that are out here, all of the beings are here to witness this tremendous changeover happen to this galaxy, to this solar system, and to this planet, to all life here. Now see as these waves of energy, waves of love, of higher consciousness spread across the planet, bringing light everywhere. Wherever there is darkness, there is now light. Darkness cannot live within the light. Darkness is extinguished by the light. So wherever fear may be being spread across the planet, for whatever reason, see it dissipating, seeing light take over, light consume the darkness. See all those that continue to hold on to the darkness, continue to attempt to hide within the shadows. See them now coming into the light, being revealed by the light, illuminated by the light. Many even becoming light themselves. I am the light, I am the love, I am that I am. Now let yourselves begin to drift back into your Merkaba if you left it, back down toward your physical body. Coming back down and merging with your physical form, leaving your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body around your physical body as a protective barrier. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. As always, I appreciate this opportunity, these opportunities to be able to be with you, to share with you, to continue to open up your understanding, to continue to help you to bring back the remembrances of who you are. And I ask you now, all of those of you that are tending to lose heart at certain times, tending to feel like all that has been spoken about is not happening. You are becoming tired of waiting and waiting and waiting. And I ask you not to wait. There is nothing to wait on. There is only to move on. There is only to become who you are. In the moment now, not to wait for a future moment, a future happening, but know that what you have been waiting for, that future happening, is already in the moment happening now if you allow it. If you allow it to be within your being. Because if you are waiting for something future to happen, then you are still operating within the third dimensional realm of illusion, rather than moving into the fifth dimensional realm of possibility and probability. The time is now, my friends. The time is now to accept fully who you are, to become the totality of your being, to know that you are the creator and the created as one, that you are one with all of the multidimensional selves of your being, including your higher God self, and all of the God selves of your being. You are connected as one to the great universal central source of all things. You are one with the source, and the source is one with you. And as being one with the source, how can anything affect you that is of the three-dimensional realm, that is of the illusion? How can anything continue to hold you down if you do not allow it to hold you down? Let your heart feel free, and let your mind be guided by your heart. For it is your heart-mind connection that will see you freely into the next realm of possibilities, into the higher dimensional frequencies of the fourth and fifth and higher dimensions. It is all in the now moment as you find yourself, remembering that everything is being orchestrated perfectly in the divine moment, and that only when you are not in that divine moment and you find yourselves still enmeshed within the third dimensional illusion, do you feel like nothing is happening? Do you feel like you are still continuing to spin your wheels, as many do at this point? But I tell you now, as Sananda, as your friend, as your brother, I tell you now not to wait, because everything you have been waiting for is already here now, if you allow it to be. If you allow it to be, you are already in the higher dimensional frequencies. And in those higher dimensional frequencies, nothing and no thing can harm you, whether it be viruses, whether it be accidents, whether it be earth changes, whether it be electromagnetic frequencies, whatever it is, cannot harm you if you are in the higher vibrations. So free yourselves now. Free your minds to match your heart and become all that you were meant to be and all that you are becoming in this now moment. Allow it to be. Allow the flow of life and love and power to flow freely through you now, because you are the way, the truth, and the life, or the light. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love, knowing that I am always with you, as are all of those that you call upon in any moment that you have the need. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana is standing by, and we are ready to continue on with your questions. You can now unmute your phones, and we are ready to take your question as you are prepared for this. Are there any questions here from those of you in this wonderful group, this wonderful Ancient Awakenings group, that as of yet, you still yet do not have a full understanding of just who you are as a group, and certainly also as individuals within this group? And what is planned for the coming time for this group and for each of you as individuals? Cannot give more on this now, but more is certainly coming. Most definitely in your next advance, you are going to hear about this greatly much more. Do you have questions now for One Who Serves and Shoshana?
Yes, dear one. This is Lorelei. I wanted to find out, this is a twofold question about material things. Like, so when we are fully in the 5D, what exactly happens to everything? Like, so there's this beautiful, I'm sorry, I keep saying like, there's all this beautiful artwork we've created, and there's beautiful jewelry, and there's all kinds of beautiful things we have, but do they just poof into nothingness? That's my part one question. And then part two, then what happens, say, in 5D? I know you must use some material possessions, such as, you know, you have a banquet and you have to have a table and a fork and a spoon and stuff for people to eat. So how does that come to be then if there are no material possessions?
What we can tell you is, just as you have created your life here in this three-dimensional illusion, just as you have created everything into being, you as a collective you, have created everything that is here, all of the things that you say are material possessions, all of these things you have created. In the fifth dimension, you will do the same thing, but you will create in the moment. You will think of something, you will create it, it will become whatever it is that you created, and then when you no longer have need of it, you will uncreate it, or it will just simply disappear. Anything that is of importance to you, we will say, in terms of something that is near and dear to your heart, will continue on, such as a picture or something of this nature that is dear to you. You will be able to continue to hold on to that. Now, this, of course, is understanding that there will be a transition period. It will not be as if you go from this third-dimensional illusionary realm into this new realm of possibilities of fifth-dimensional creative thought, and all of a sudden it will go from A to Z, or as James likes to use, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. That is not going to happen. You are going to have a transition period as you move through this. But when you have need of food, you will create it. When you have need of utensils to eat the food, you will create them. And there also will be that idea of the replicators that will be there, also part of this transition. And they will create whatever it is that you need to create, and then when you are done with it, it will be gone back into that part of the replicator. And it will be gone in that instant. So there will be no waste, there will be no garbage, there will be no need for any of this type of thing. You will create it as you go, as you create your fifth dimensional world, you will create it as you go, you see? You understand this? And we will turn this over to Shoshana. You have something to add, Shoshana?
We can share if you wish for us to share, dear sister.
Yes, please.
One of the things that you must keep in mind is that energy and matter are the same thing. Energy condenses into matter, crystallizes into matter, but is first energy. Anything that is created is first energy. In the fifth dimensional realm of consciousness, and what is important here is to understand that the dimension of the fifth is a consciousness. It is higher understanding. So when you are in the third dimension, in the creative process of creating art or something beautiful that you wish to have, it is also being created in the fifth dimension with a different quality, with a higher quality, with a higher consciousness. When you create something in the third dimension, we find that the beings of the third dimension create, along with the beauty, an attachment. And the attachment to the thing of beauty actually lowers that frequency or that vibration of that which has been created. In the fifth dimension, there is no such thing as attachment. You cannot be attached to anything because you are purely a creative being. You see, you create. So when you are asking a question like, would there be utensils, would there be a table, etc., the point is that once you are in the higher awareness, higher consciousness of the fifth dimension, you fully understand how to create matter from energy. So you wish to create a table, you gather the energy around you and manifest it into matter called a table. This is simple. This is how they do it. This is how they bilocate. Their body disassembles into energy and then reassembles into matter in another location. And bilocation can occur where they simply send a holographic image to another location and assemble it into matter. Now there are two of you. This is how it works. It is not a mystery. What you do not have here in the third dimension is the understanding of this, because many are still grappling with 3D things. So to achieve a higher awareness and a higher understanding of how to create matter from energy and how to disassemble matter into energy, the fifth dimension, this is a common occurrence that happens every second, you see. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, yes, it does. Thank you.
Yes, namaste.
We will add here that all of the laws of physics that you have grown to learn here in this third dimensional illusion will be gone. You will not no longer have those laws of physics. They will no longer apply, as will not time and space will no longer apply as well. And you will understand this more and more as you continue to move up higher into these vibrations and into this higher realm of consciousness as Shoshana has given here. And that is exactly what it is, higher realm of consciousness, which then brings higher realm of possibilities and probabilities into your lives. Do you have other questions here for one who serves in Shoshana?
Yes,
I have a question.
Yes? One can go.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I have a Gemini twin sister, and I'm curious about the purposes and benefits of incarnating through multiple births.
We do not quite understand your question as it is given here.
And who is speaking? Give us your name.
This is Nina. I'm curious. Like I said, I have a Gemini twin sister, and I just want to know more about why we came into physical together.
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes.
Those that wish to incarnate more than one body are typically doubling up on what they need to work on. What we find typically is when there are two of you, that you have split up your karmic duties. You are both working from the same soul perspective, and you are both healing and moving forward in a direction that creates more of a consolidation of efforts that will raise consciousness ultimately. We must tell you that to be born as twins, typically one is not the same as the other in personality and understanding. Often they are very different in their viewpoints and their philosophies in life, purposefully so that they can work on different things. But ultimately, it is for the oneness of the soul energy to increase its understanding of who it is and how to achieve a higher level of understanding and eliminate the karma and the issues that have come from other lifetimes. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, it does. So you're saying that it's a split of one soul sending different aspects of itself into physical.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And dear sister, may we further continue here?
Yes.
The soul, and many do not wish to explore this, but the soul places many incarnations on different planets, even the same planet as Gaia, to achieve the same thing. You just happen to have a more familiar experience of this through a twin, you see. All souls have put down multiple beings to learn more, you see.
Right. Okay, thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here now?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
One who served up there on the ship with you guys, I'm wondering if you ever experience fear. And the reason I ask is that I understand in the universe there must be a balance between, you know, energetic frequencies. So in the dimensions where you are existing, is there fear? Is there darkness? Are there weapons on your ship? That's my question. Thank you.
What there is response. In terms of whatever is needed in the moment, there is the response for that. In terms of weapons and things of this nature, not as you are understanding it, not weapons to kill, but weapons to defend. There are such things on some ships, not all ships certainly, but some have this. And they are quite capable of defending themselves without harming another being, you see. For in the universe, the universal law is do no harm, regardless. And there are times, though, when, yes, there is, in answer to your other question, there is darkness in the higher realms. Just because you move into the fifth dimension and even higher does not mean that there is no longer those dark entities or things of this nature. There is still this. But it is not the same as it is in your duality in your third dimensional understanding here. You will come to find that everything balances out more and more as you raise up in consciousness. And the idea of higher consciousness is exactly that. It brings higher consciousness. It brings the idea of duality becomes less and less important in those higher vibrational dimensions. Maybe Shoshana can explain this a little bit better here. Can you, Shoshana?
You have provided a perfect answer. We will share additionally if this one who has asked a question chooses to hear from us. Do you wish to hear our perspective, dear sister?
Yes, Shoshana, please.
The idea of fear is a third dimensional program. Fear is a response to a program that has been learned by the being to fear something. This is very, very low frequency, and it is a third dimensional reaction or response that is actually a chemical response to a memory that one has experienced and been taught to be afraid. In the higher dimensions, the fifth dimension and beyond, there is no program to have a fear response, you see. There is no program associated with an emotional response of fear. The beings of the fifth dimension and beyond have a comprehension and an understanding of what is occurring, and as one who serves has given, they respond to a situation. They do not fear it. They respond to it. And many in the third dimension have learned to respond to situations rather than emote or have an emotion that is negative around a situation, you see. Many have learned that, yourself included. So we will tell you that fear does not exist beyond the third and fourth dimensions. Does not exist. It is an emotion. It is a response to a program. That is one. Two, in terms of weapons, as one who serves has defined, a weapon is not truly what you would think as a mechanical device that is made of metal that fires something out of its barrel to stun or kill something. Defenses in the fifth dimension are mostly mental. They are mostly like mind melding. When a thing happens in the fifth dimension where other dimensions are encroaching or attempting to find the beings of the fifth dimension, the fifth dimensional beings can send out a signal with their minds to tell that being to go back where it came from. That is how it works. It is interesting. That is what we have to share. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions here before we release channel?
So what about the dark beings? You didn't say much about that. How is that playing out in the upper dimension?
It would be best if we could share this with you to not be concerned about that. Not be concerned about whether there are dark forces as you move up into the higher vibrations, because as you do that, you will no longer be concerned about that. That will not be a worry or concern for you, because the programming that brought that about will not be there anymore, you see. And everything that you will be doing at that point will be in a creative fashion. So unless you want to create those dark forces around you, they will not be there, you see. It would be all up to you and your creative process. All right? Do you understand this?
Yes. Thank you.
Anything you add, Shoshana, to that?
That is clear.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here now?
Yes. Hi, it's Christy.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. So I have a question around some work that I spoke about earlier, which was generally some clearing work, but it was a three-part clearing. And what I felt like perhaps you can expand on this and give me further clarifications on it, But in the second part, it was a meditation. The other two parts were hands-on. And I felt like the first clearing of this individual was necessary for the second part, which was the meditation, because her energy was required as part of this triad that we were doing. And it felt like that triad was whatever was being released from her at that time, which was an entity, an implant, whatever it was, dark, discordant energy, that then was for the three of us to release that with humanity and perhaps with Gaia. So that's kind of what I got, but I'd like to see if you could speak to this and give clarification.
As you have given here, you are already on the right track here as to what was needed, because it was a very deep, deep program that had to be released here, and one that had been holding on not only this lifetime, but for many lifetimes for this one, creating pattern that this one would come into, whether as a female or a male, it mattered not. And it is something that was going to continue on, because this one was not aware of where this was coming from, the source of this, only that it was there. And you, by allowing for the process to move through you as you did, you were able to release a long-standing program here. We cannot tell you from where it came or how far back, but we can tell you long-standing energy release that you were able to accomplish because you let go, because you, as you said, went with the flow here. And this was very important for you to do and for you to continue this process as you move forward, as this is what you are here for, dear one, Christy. You are here to work with the light language as you have become accustomed to here, and to continue to move forward in working with that language. And it does not need to be only in language here. It can be with energy, working with energy and the releasing of blocked energy as you have done. And it will continue more and more, not only individually as you are doing it here, but with large groups as well as you are continuing to move forward. This is your mission. This is what you came to do. You volunteered for this. So be ready for it now. Be ready for it in the long run here. Okay? Shoshana, anything you
ask? We can share if you wish for us to share with you, dear sister.
Yes, please.
You have stumbled upon a process that was within your memory of another lifetime, of many other lifetimes. This is not your first rodeo. You have transformed the energy of others and others around you with technique, with process that you have learned from many lifetimes. You are a good witch, you see. So we will tell you that this process that you have brought forward, which you call a triad, has been known to you for centuries. Now you can take this technique, this process, and you can improve upon it, because there is more to come. There is more understanding to come. And as you continue with this process, the accumulation of energy and understanding surrounding this process will become exponential. You may be able to heal cities, you see, not just one at a time. And we will tell you that by introducing this process into this life of yours, you have strengthened the opportunity for others also to use this process. You can learn from this and continue to learn from this as you step forward to heal others. And we commend you, because you see, you chose a very stubborn individual to begin with, which actually creates a stronger technique. on your part, you see. Others will not be as stubborn, and some will and some won't, and this will strengthen your technique and your understanding of this process of healing. Does this help, dear sister?
Yes, it does. Another part of that question was, as the second part of that triad, was there something within that individual, the stubborn individual, that was necessary for the three of us to do, maybe release some aspect of whatever that energy was with humanity?
Yes. The answer is yes, dear sister. And you will continue on this track as you strengthen your understanding of who you are, you see. Absolutely. You are exactly correct.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Namaste.
And we add here to not only this one who is asking this question, but to all of you within this group, that you are all being prepared in various ways. Many of you are coming back into your remembrances, just as this one has, and others of you will have as well. You are coming back into it, and you will continue on in this wave with your various missions that will not so much take you away from this group, but let you add to your contributions to this group and to others beyond this. You see, there will be a great attraction here to many, many more to be drawn here to this Ancient Awakenings, as well as to many other groups across the planet that are helping to awaken more and more of the general population of the planet here. Not all will awaken, but many, many more shall. So it is up to you, to all of you, to utilize your gift and your understandings to continue on this process of helping more and more people to awaken as they are ready to do so. Okay?
May we also share one more time?
Yes, of course.
We commend you. You have found the realm of possibility in the unknown. So the unknown is where that technique exists and where you will find it, in the unknown, in the void, in the quantum reality, you see. If you had decided as a third dimensional being to analyze the situation, to come up with a solution, to speak about it, talk about it, write about it, confer about it, you would have never found this technique. You would have never found your power. We are saying this for all. To stay in the unknown, in the moment, in the precious moment, the now moment, to find the techniques that you have not found yet, you see. To find your power, you see, it is in the present moment. It is not in the analytics of something. So we commend you for that. Namaste.
Yes.
Thank you.
Would there be any more? We take one more question and then we need to release channel.
Well, if nobody else is going to speak up, I am curious. I think some of us are also curious about the situation that you must have heard Gina describe about some ships, and she called Mother, Father, God. I would like to know, I think many of us might like to know, what exactly that was and how did that work, and maybe we would want to use it also in the future.
The important thing here is not so much who they were, what they were, or anything of this nature, because that is now in the analytical part. You are not in the unknown, as Shoshana has given, and in the moment. You are again attempting to know or to analyze the situation, and that is not going to be helpful. But what is helpful here is knowing that this one, in that moment, took the guidance that she was given and worked with it. and was able to assist the process of all of those that were there that she called upon to assist also in the process in that moment. And she was able to call many to come to alleviate the situation that was developing or could have developed, but did not because of this. So to commend this one to that she was able to let go enough of her fears to allow for the guidance to come through for her. And this is for all of you now. Whenever these types of situations arise, and they shall arise again, this is not a one-time thing here. This is going to continue to occur for more and more, not to bring fear to you, but to bring an understanding in the moment of how you need to respond, not react, but respond to the situation at hand. And this will be very helpful for you, knowing that it is actually bringing about the results that are needed as you do it. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this. If we can share about the individual that had this experience, we must have her permission to share about her. If we have that permission, if she is on the phone, we have permission to share further.
You have my blessings, yes.
Thank you. We will share now, dear sister. The one that has spoken about this process that she experienced, the one known as Gina, has invoked the power of God. She calls Mother, Father, God. She gives both female and male attributes of the balanced source of God, its energy and its pronouncement of those energies. She has invoked Mother, Father, God so often in her meditations with such zeal, with such desire, with such emotion, with such heartfelt love, that the power of Mother, Father, God has ignited in her, and it can't ignite in all, this is not just her, has ignited to the extent that she has control of that power, that divine power, to change the energy and change the experience of all those around her. She is being tested. So the experience that she had was a test of her proficiencies, of her divine development of the energies of Mother, Father, God within her to use that to change things for the better and to protect those around her. This is what exactly what has occurred. And we will commend her as she has spent years refining this ability, maybe without even knowing. Namaste.
Very good. We are done with the questions. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to add here at the end of this?
We will share. We do not wish to minimize anyone's progress. We apologize if that's what it sounded like. We commend all of you that you have progressed to this extent and that you have discovered your powers. Now, if you set aside the third dimensional programs that limit you, you will be in full command of those powers. Namaste.
Very good. And we end with this message. As you continue to move forward here in your continuing understanding of everything that you are and everything that you are in the process of becoming here, it is important for you to continue to let go, to let the guidance come through you, not to, again, analyze it, but to just let it be and come through to you, because it is taking you into that next realm of possibilities here, that next higher realm of consciousness. It is taking you there if you allow it to be. And as you continue to move toward your next advance here, it is important for you to know that you are certainly, as a group, as the group Ancient Awakenings, you are being prepared for much here. Much is in the process of occurring here, if this group allows for it. More will be given at the next advance on this, because there are so many different things that are coming, that are in the process of happening in this moment now. And they are. It is a building process, we will say here. The energies are building and building and building to bring you to the point where at your next advance, you are ready for something quite major here. That is all we can give at this point. James has no idea yet of what we are speaking of, but it will come more and more as we go along here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.